The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with a simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelance profiles, get help drafting a job post, or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them to take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com today and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
The death of Kim Porter, lobar pneumonia, 47 years old. You know how that happens commonly, or not. The odds of dying of lobar pneumonia at 47 for an otherwise very healthy person, it's in the single digits of percentages. And you'd think, you know, if you have the money of Diddy backing you because he cares and loves about you and you're the mother of his children, you'd have pretty good health care, no matter what, very likely to pull through. But when you suddenly die and you also happen to have a great deal of knowledge about a man that's now under federal investigation for sex trafficking and many other charges, well, there may be a reason for you not to be on this planet any longer if the bad guy has his way. That's the story of Kim Porter and the allegations that Albie Shore is making against Diddy in the new Peacock documentary, Diddy, the Bad Boy, and taking a look at the life of the making of a bad boy. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. These are pretty strong allegations. We've had obviously horrible ones involving sexual issues and violence and coercion and kidnapping. But now, all the way to murder. Robin, what's your initial reactions to this?
Initial is, well, just one more thing on the pile, because it really is a pile of a lot of allegations, a lot of data to sift through. And, you know, what the first thing that strikes me in all this is, and I was going through everything, looking at Diddy again today, because every week you got to do a Diddy update because there's so much content in this guy's life, is and kind of like Lori Daybell Vallow, in the sense that there's a lot of death that surrounds him. There's a lot of people dying at ages that they don't typically die of, at and die from things they don't typically die of. Like you're just saying, the percentages of someone dying from that ailment is so low. But at the same time, though, the lifestyle that people are leading aren't healthy lifestyles either. So it's going to be really, really challenging for a prosecution to get the data they need and the evidence they need to go after a charge like that with this kind of time passing. Because remember, you know, we're getting life arcs of Diddy, which this documentary is given, which is not a good, healthy life arc. But you're also going to get life arcs of Kim Porter, which is also going to be a – we're seeing data points of unhealthy there. So was it caused by her? Was it caused by Diddy? So see what I mean? It gets very, very muddy. And if I was a prosecutor and an investigator, I'm going to go for – I mean, you want justice done for everyone on this, but I think there's – I think it's going to be part of the whole, but I don't think it's going to be the centerpiece yet. I still think that the trafficking and underage children and that aspect is going to stay front and center for now, just because I think there's more data on that.
For now, definitely. And obviously, there's no charges made on this. Al Bishore alluded to that they were there is some sort of legal proceedings going on behind the scenes. So I'm assuming maybe there is a possible suit that may be coming soon civilly against Diddy. I would venture to guess that if that does take place, the feds are probably going to be looking into that even further, if they're not already. I mean, there's been a lot of buzz about this being a very untimely death. And now everybody's had to take a look at the history of Diddy and all the interactions and everybody around him. I mean, what do you think, number one, do you think the feds are already beginning to investigate that as a possible suspicious death? And if they were, would they announce that to the public, or would they wait till they really have the super strong case to say, we're going to add this one in here, or we're even looking at this?
Yeah, announcements I always put over here, because who knows anyone's, you know, knowledge of when they're going to do announcements or not announcements. But, you know, doing my deep dive empathy here, putting myself in the place of the investigator and a prosecution, more on the investigator side, obviously, is I personally would have taken a look at this already. So what I would do is, you know, people are trying to prioritize and triage investigations. You have limited time, you have limited resources, and you have limited ability to do certain things. And so when all this first came in, as well as it's continually coming in, what I'm doing is I'm triaging, and I'm triaging according to what's my most likely path to success for a prosecution against someone who is being accused, you know, of a lot of different things. And so as an investigator, I would have taken I would have attempted to do a deep dive on all these things already, and I would have started pursuing and then doing focus of effort on areas that I thought we had more traction and a lot more data points / evidence to lead us down a path of success. So my conjecture is they've taken a look at this already, since it has been, I think, a little bit in the past as well. And now with more allegations, they might take it another second glance. But what they're going to do on a second glance, if they've already done a first glance, is there something new that is someone's bringing forward that I haven't looked at before? And I think that's the real question here. Is there more evidence, more hard, tangible, not hearsay, not a life arc that fits a pattern of behavior that he could have done this, but it's going to be more hard evidence that is something that we haven't had before. So I think that's the big question.
And in terms of hard evidence for something like this, other than like if you had some sort of digital footprint talking about this or planning this, her body is still in the ground. She was not cremated. She was buried several years back. I'm not in any way an expert, or I wouldn't even say super knowledgeable in toxicology or anything like that. But all these years later, do you think they could go back and take a look at anything with the body? And would they be able to tell anything if there was something more going on here than just lobar pneumonia, if there was some sort of a poisoning or something of that nature?
Boy, that's definitely a question for a forensic psychologist, not a forensic psychologist, a forensic pathologist. And boy, I've had him on other shows.
Yeah.
Maybe, but a lot of time has passed. And I would think that they'd have to, in order to have the ability to do that, I'd be really curious about what kind of authorities they'd need to do that, as well as potential family members and whether they consent to that. I'm not sure if that would play into it, because remember, we've always got to have the mind of the victim in here as well, and those that are survivors. See, that's why this one's a hard press to get the evidence on, because it's hard to get something new that's not already been discovered before. And I agree the possibility of exhuming the body and examining for new things you didn't look for before, possibility. But with the amount of time that's passed, I mean, when was she buried?
I believe around 2018. Let me take it the... time. Yeah, 2018 is when she passed.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's a possibility. Again, boy, I'm not a chemist on this stuff. It'd be really hard. I'm hard pressed to answer that one. I think it'd be a stretch. Just my instinct is saying that would be a stretch, because there'd have to be something really, really, really compelling to take an investigative team off of the focus of what I think they're focused on with him, which is, again, I think is trafficking. And all the financial stuff and children, take their focus off of that to focus it on here. It'll be interesting. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, it will be interesting no matter what to see what takes place here. It costs a lot of money to have a body exhumed. Sometimes in some civil cases, if the family condones it, yes, it happens. What if this does turn, in theory, to a federal investigation, if they start looking at murder as well? Can a body, and maybe this is more of a legal question, but can a body be exhumed by order of a court, even if the family says, you know, we don't want that, but for the investigation of a potential murder, they need to? Do you know the answer to that?
I don't. Yeah. I think that's going to be, boy, I really think that'd be, I mean, if I guessing from the kind of cases we've covered, I'm guessing that's going to be the judge's call on where he's going to, he or she is going to weigh in on that. Because again, I'd be hard pressed not to think that the family members or survivors would be able to weigh in on that. And we don't know what they would think of that. I mean, presumably, I think they'd think that's a great idea, you know, if they were not fans of Diddy to begin with and do blame him for her death, you know, that they'd be all in. Maybe even being the proponents out front on it. So again, I think it's going to really come down to resources and what they think the success of getting something that's going to be helpful in a prosecution and adding that charge of murder to it. Because remember, you are to charge a murder to that, to him. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to have other tendrils going out on who's knowledgeable of that, what other charges, who's an accomplice, what was this conspiracy? I mean, so there's, man.
There's a lot of allegations that are made in this documentary alluding to murder or attempted murder on the part of Diddy. Even Al B. Shore, just, I believe, last year fell violently ill, kind of out of nowhere, almost putting him into hospice care, assuming he was going to die. Organ shutting down, and they didn't really have much of an explanation. It just kind of happened, and it just kind of happened around the time he started speaking out against Diddy, as others began to speak out against Diddy as well. Coincidence? I don't know. There's so much darkness that surrounds this. What are your thoughts on that? With even him falling into that camp now of mysterious illness, and that does happen in life, but I don't know.
I'm, you know, in cases like this, I'm seeing a lot of smoke, aren't we? You know, and is that smoke fire? Anytime you start dealing with death, are we dealing with murder? Are we dealing with manslaughter? Are we dealing with extremely unhealthy lifestyles that people are dropping dead because of being stupid with what they're doing to their bodies and the life they're leading? Yes. I mean, all those things I think are at play, and that's why it gets very confusing as to what's what, especially when you have situations that you have periods of time that have lapsed, because remember, false memories start taking place, and you have people that are still living in fear of revealing things. You have people that are traumatized, and so they're going to have other psychological thoughts come into their mind. I mean, it's just really, it's a mess with this situation. It really is.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.